The new WWE World Tag Team Champion, the Hurricane. What it is?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going great. We have not talked to you since the end of February, and that was right after Triple H planted your face into that steel ramp. Now, you obviously got better, man. How you been doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, we got our hands back on Triple H a couple weeks later, so I got a little bit of payback.
I saw that, man. Way to go.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a great couple weeks for me this last couple weeks. Last month, actually. You know, we did a great tour of Australia. And I came home for a couple of days, and we headed right back over to Europe for about 10 days. So it's been busy, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know you've been real busy. I haven't called you lately, man. But so excited, and this is from the bottom of my heart, so excited that you got those tag team belts, man. If anybody deserves it, it's you and Rosie.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
You guys have been through a lot together.
Yeah, this one's been a long time coming. You know, I've won, this is my 7th major championship. But I swear I worked harder for this one than I did for any of the others.
And if you look at the history of guys that have held the world tag team titles, to Road Warriors, to Freebirds, to Rock and Roll Express, and now you've got to throw Rosie and Hurricane in that mix too.
Oh, definitely, you know.
Man, I'm so happy for you. Now, Hurricane, you know, we go to your site all the time, ShaneHelms.com, and you've got that section on there with the celebrities that you've met over the years.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask you, you know, have you ever had an affair with Paula Abdul?
not yet.
Not yet, man. She is kind of hot to be 42 years old.
Hey, dude, she's hot for any age, you know.
You got that right, man.
I've seen a lot of women that are a lot younger that don't look nowhere near as good.
I heard that. Now, tell us real quick, what else is going on in the life of the Hurricane?
Oh, man, well, you know, it just really picked up. I mean, when you win a championship in this business, you know, things definitely pick up for you. I got a lot of appearances coming. I'm doing some stuff with Harley Davidson, seeing as how I got my new bike.
You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm working on some things with NASCAR down at Myrtle Beach right now, too, that I'm hoping to pan out. There's a lot of things are picking up, you know. I mean, I might have to get some help. I can't do it all myself. I might have to hire you, man.
I hear you, man. I'm available always, man. Hey, I'm assuming you'll be out of town this weekend, and I guess we won't see you at the Ham and Yam Festival, right?
No, man, I got to fly out, you know.
Oh, that sucks. Maybe we'll see you in the Christmas parade again.
Maybe so, you know. I think I'd put in for a vacation in a couple weeks, but I think that now I'm going to have to postpone that because, like I said, when you become a champion, you know, you pick up a little bit more responsibility, and so who knows when I'll get a vacation.
Well, if anybody deserves it, it's you, but I guess now it's out of the question because everybody will have their eyes focused on those World Tag Team titles.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, I mean, it's more responsibility, but, you know, I can take it, you know.
And I heard a rumor that the Dudley Boys will be coming back in a few weeks. Is that true?
I would imagine. I mean, I've been waiting for them to come back already by now, but just hadn't seen them, so I'm hoping they'll come back pretty soon.
All right, now if you get in a ring with those guys, please be careful, Hurricane.
Hey, I've been in there with them before.
All right, as always, thank you for appearing on Primetime with Wally on Country 102.
You bet. My pleasure, man.
The 21st annual Ham